Hi, I'm Heather.
And I'm Haley.
And we're the Whodunit Sisters. This episode is on the disappearance of Julia Hart Stoddard. Julia grew up in Missouri, and when her mom died, Julia's dad raised Julia and her siblings to feel like they could become anything they wanted to be. So Julia became a journalist. She started writing for a newspaper. And then World War II broke out, and she joined the Women's Army Corps. And while she was in the Army Corps, she would still write for the newspapers. So that gave good insight to the women's role during the war. When World War II ended, she re-enlisted, and she became stationed in Japan, and that's where she meets her husband, and they get married. He's an American serviceman. Okay, so they end up getting divorced. And when they get divorced, that's when her life starts to slowly spiral out of control. And that's when she becomes estranged from her family. She becomes reclusive. She begins hoarding. And I just think she sinks into depression. And so that is what Julia's life is like that starts on her story. So Julia is living in Devlin, Kansas, which is 2 hours west of Kansas City.
Okay.
And on December 27th, 1983, a neighbor is driving by Julia's house when he sees the 74-year-old woman who can't get around without a cane trying to shovel her truck out of the driveway. There's 2 feet of snow, so she's trying to get it out. And he keeps going. 4 days later, he's driving by and he sees that her truck is still stuck in the driveway and he doesn't see Julia. So he calls the sheriff's office.
How many days later?
Four. 4 days later, truck's in the same spot. Sheriff's office comes out December 31st, 1983. And by this time, the dogs have gone 4 days without food and water.
Like, you know what already bothers me about this whole thing?
What?
It took 4 days for a neighbor to realize that truck was in the same spot.
Yes.
I would notice later on that night, 6 hours later, the truck's in the same spot. You know?
Right. And it hasn't moved, and obviously she was trying to leave. The dogs have been without food for at least 4 days, food and water. 10 of the dogs are dead. And within the next couple of days, 60 of them are going to have to be put down. They don't find Julia.
So it makes me wonder, I'm jumping the gun, leave for food?
Dog food. Oh, yeah. No, yes. So they find the shovel, her shovel, in the back of the truck. The keys are in the ignition. So the sheriff's office theorizes that Julia couldn't get her truck out of the snow and decides to walk with her cane 3 miles into town in 2 feet of snow to buy dog food. But then they find her cane by the truck. So then their theory is someone must have given her a ride. But they didn't take her cane. So guess what they do next? Guess. They invite the media to come look at her home.
Oh, so they're all over the place.
Right. After Julia's disappearance, the media became obsessed with Julia's living conditions, her lack of heat, electricity, running water, no telephone, no stove, no refrigerator, not to mention that she had over 100 dogs. The media gave her the nickname, the Dog Lady. Mm-hmm. And her disappearance, to me, always seemed like it was like a side note. Like, by the way, she's also disappeared. So I'm not defending the condition of her house. From what I've read, it should have been condemned.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not defending the fact that she owned 100 dogs. Although I don't know how she would have remembered their names. Just saying. No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying the house, the way her house looked and the fact that she had a lot of dogs had no bearing on her disappearance. And so it just, that bothers me. And I felt like publicly shaming a missing 74-year-old is mean. That's what I said. So the way the story goes is that Julia would get at least one pension check a month, and she would drive into town and she would cash it, and she would keep the cash in her purse. Okay. So, after searching her property, the police realized that her purse was gone, her shotgun was gone, and Julia would keep her house key safety pinned to her coat, and they found her key with this torn piece of her coat behind her truck, like on the ground. So with all of that, you know, the missing purse, the missing gun, the torn coat with the key, the police think that she hobbled away without a cane into town, fell into a snow pile and died, or she was eaten by her dogs. And because of that statement, the Dog Lady of Devlin makes worldwide news. It's picked up BBC and everything. Okay. 3 months later, in Harrington, Kansas, which is 7 miles away from Devlin, so this is March 21st, 1984, an 80-year-old man disappeared after walking home from a tavern. Edward was described as eccentric and was known to carry a large sum of cash on him. The investigators said that these two cases were not related, even though they took place 7 miles away from each other, 3 months apart, older people, large sums of cash. Okay, a week later, Edward's body's found. Mm-hmm. And they capture the guy who did it, and he's tried for murder. Mm-hmm. And then 1 week later, officials say that they now suspect foul play in Julia's disappearance. They don't think the dogs ate her. And it's been 40 years, and she's missing. And that's the case.
Wow. So this guy, whoever the hell he is, never messed up or...
No, So what's your whodunit theories?
Whoever that guy is. We don't have a name of that guy or anything.
The guy who killed Edward?
Yeah. Where is he at? Is he still in jail?
I don't know. The police said that they had a couple suspects and they all had alibis. Right?
Because it doesn't mention anywhere if her door was unlocked. There's nothing? So this case is just open in Devlin.
It's an open case. I think someone local did it. I don't know if it was the same person who killed Edward. But, you know, it could have been like some just coincidence that someone went after two elderly people who were known to carry cash.
But I'm curious to know if they're the only two elderly people in a certain time span.
Yes, they're the only ones. Yep. So thank you for watching and subscribe to our channel. And if you have any ideas or any cases you would like for us to do, just send us an email or you can leave it in the comments. Thank you.
Thanks.